Oakland continuing their series in Seattle on Saturday. Marcus Semien just his third game back from a long DL stint. He'd have a reason to celebrate on this night. And so will Yonder Alonso at next week's All-Star game as he's up in the third.
Breaking ball hit hard toward right. Back as Haniger takes a look and it will go. Yonder Alonso rounds it up to 20. His 20th home run of the year. RBI number 43 and doubles the A's lead to 2-0.
Gamble up the middle. Lowry can't get it. Here comes Segura around third. Segura will score, and it's 2-2.
2-1 to Semien. Swung on a fly ball. Well hit to left. Gamble going back. Gamble at the track. He's right to the wall, leaping at the wall, and it's gone. And Marcus Semien has hit it out. And the A's take a 3-2 lead. Here's the 2-1 pitch by Smith. A drive into right. Well hit way back, and Joyce will turn, and the Mariners have tied it up. Gerard Dyson, you don't think of him as a power hitter. That's his fifth home run, and 3-3 in the bottom of the fifth. And with two out, the 0-2 pitch is a breaking ball driven to right center. Haniger going back deep in the alley, won't be able to get it. It's actually going to go over the wall on a hop. It's a ground rule double that'll cost the A's a run, but they take the lead. Rajay Davis scores. The ball hitting on the track in right center caroms over the wall. It's 4-3 A's in the ninth.
36-year-old Chris Smith was among the stories in Oakland's 4-3 victory over the Mariners on Saturday. Making his first Major League start, he is no decision, lasting six innings, giving up three runs, and describes the experience.
Way more fun than pitching in past games in my career. It was sometimes during the game I had to like control myself, like, am I supposed to smile? Am I supposed to laugh? Like, get it under control. You're in the big league. So it was definitely, like, you said it perfect. It was just so much fun.
What did it mean to have your family here, to be able to look at them, maybe sneak a peek every once in a while as you're heading back to the dugout? We saw you before the game as they were cheering. They cheered all the time. But how special was that for you?
It was, that part, I don't think that part gets old. Pitching in the minors or pitching in the big leagues, having them here is really meaningful to me. For me to do it, it's hard to say, but I'm doing it all the time, every day, running my poles, playing catch. They only get to see me so much, you know, during the year. So, like, when they're here, it's like I'm doing it for them. Like, they get a kick out of it. They get, you know, if we win, we get to run bases if they're allowed. But just doing it for them, because they get, you know, more of the enjoyment out of it after the game, good or bad. You know, they know me. That's dad, or that's, you know, that's my son, or that's my husband. So they get the bigger kick out of it, you know, than I do. I'm here. I'm living it, you know, but they don't always get to see it that way.
Chris, were you nervous at all? I know you waited a long time for this, but you've pitched enough games in the big leagues, but you just don't seem like a guy that's going to get real nervous.
I don't think I was, like, nervous as far as pitching. I was just more nervous of, like, man, I get to start. Like, that's a little different than the games I'm used to pitching in. But that was the nervous part. Is like, what do I do during the day? Like, do I go out and shag like I normally do? Do I walk around? Everybody's looking at me like, calm down and sit down, you know. And I guess got to move around a little bit. And that was the nervous part. Is like, the routine of usually in the big leagues for me is out of a bullpen, and I have a routine kind of set in stone I do, and now I'm just took my minor league routine as a starter and I brought it here, and you just don't know if you want to, you know, it rubs off on people the wrong way, you know, like, why is their starting pitcher out there shagging, or what's he doing walking around, he's making us nervous. So that was the nervous part of what to do for myself.
Before we let you go, your last pitch, when you came out after six innings, you shook to the fastball, you get a strikeout and a called third strike. You showed a little emotion on that one. What was going through your head heading back to the dugout, figuring that was going to be your last pitch of the game?
Yeah, you know when you're out there, when your time's probably pretty much up, and I knew I was coming to an end, and then the whole game, you know, like mixing a lot of pitches up and throwing fastballs on night two and throwing, getting them off my fastball. And then almost to the point where that last pitch, I knew I was going heater, just waiting for Bruce to put down heater. And I just wanted to throw my 100 mile an hour 86 or 84 mile an hour fastball. And I did. And then that meant a lot to me, because I knew the quality start, you know, and that's what I kind of told myself before on the walk here from the hotel. Like, if you can do six innings, get a quality start, that'll be a great first start.
Sunday's series finale has Daniel Gossett pitching for the A's.